My name is Thanu Kumar. I'm here at Drop, Forge, and Tool on Monday, June 25th, 2018. I'm with Nakira Roach, and this is an interview as part of the Oral History Summer School project. Nakira, would you please introduce yourself?
My name is Nakira Roach, and I currently reside in Hudson, New York. I have been for the past 14 years, but I was born here. I don't know what to say.
Can you tell me a little bit more about where you come from?
So, I'm from a huge, huge family, very big. I'm related to a lot of people in Hudson, actually. It's actually kind of crazy. let me think. So, pretty much, I was born in Hudson. And on March 15th, 1995, at Columbia Memorial Hospital. And my mom, she was born and raised in Hudson. And my father, he's from New Jersey, though. But he moved here around the time that they met. And pretty much, I was here until I was probably about 2. And then I moved up to Albany until I was like 4. And then I moved down to Georgia from 4 years old up to 9 years old. Then I moved back to Hudson because my grandmother, she got really sick. And so my mom wanted to help out. Well, this was like pretty much when it was just my mom, my brother, and I. So, I mean, my dad's still in my life. It's just like, he hasn't always lived with us. So pretty much we moved back up here because my mom's mother got really sick. And that was when I was 9, so that was like 4th grade I moved up here. It was like a huge culture shock for me moving here because I was just so used to being around a bunch of people that were just like me. Like a bunch of people that looked just like me, I would say. So I guess African-American. And when I moved up here, like, there were so many different kinds of people. And I was just like, wow. Like, I remember going home, like, after one of my first couple of days in 4th grade. And I, like, said to mom, like, to my mother, like, Mom, there's, like, a lot of white people and, like, a lot of different kinds of people at school. And she's like, yeah, I know. It's different here. And so I've been here since I was 9. Which was in 2004. And I just went from 4th grade all the way up to 12th in the Hudson City School District. It's pretty cool. Like, I'm kind of happy that my mom did, like, have us move back here. Although there isn't much to do in Hudson, it's like, it was, like, good to see different kinds of people, because then you get to know different stories and like where different people come from. And I feel like if we stayed down there, like I would not have been exposed to like so much diversity. It's like even here, I know like I have a lot of different kinds of friends. Like I have some friends that are from Bangladesh, I have some friends that like are from China, and like I have friends just from all over the place. And I know down there it was not like that for me at all. But up here, you know, got exposed to that. And I like, I try to use that every day when I like work with the kids that I work with. And like, even when I was away at school, I try to use that to teach my other friends about different kinds of people. Because sometimes people, because they aren't exposed to it, you know, it's like they don't really know how to act or react to different kinds of people. So sometimes you gotta inform them. And yeah. I mean, I like living in Hudson. Like, some people, they don't really like it. I don't like it because there isn't much to do, but I mean, other than that, the diversity isn't, like, I like that a lot. Like, if I ever had children, I would definitely send them to a school very similar, if not Hudson, because you get exposed to a whole bunch of different kinds of people, which is pretty cool. I don't know what else to say. What else? I've always wanted to work with kids growing up. Like, this is even when I was, like, down in Georgia and all that. I always said I wanted to be a teacher. Parts of me still wants to be a teacher, and I took a lot of classes to teach. But I'm not a teacher at all. I mean, if you ask my boss, though, Joan Hunt, she says, like, in a way, I am a teacher because we always work with kids and I try to help them with their homework and, like, I try to help teach them, like, life skills and, like, life lessons to think deeper about things. So, in a sense, she says I'm a teacher. I don't really consider myself a teacher. But, yeah, like, I've been working with kids since I was a kid. And, like, I just love, like, working with kids because it's, like, keeps you young, for one. And for another, children, they look up to people that are, like, positive role models and whatnot. Because I know when I was growing up, I always had, like, certain people that I looked up to. And I like to be one of those positive people in a kid's life. Like, somebody that's, like, real consistent and always going to be there and whatnot. And yeah. It's always been a lifelong dream. We used to have up this Before I Die wall at Promise Neighborhood where I work. Great Dad's a Promise Neighborhood, where Promise is your neighborhood. And we had this Before I Die wall up, and a background of, like, what that is. It's pretty much a chalkboard where it has a quote that starts, like, before I die, and then there's just a blank line, and there were a bunch of different, like, slots that a bunch of different people could write things down. And when we first put it up, the very first thing I put on it, because every day we would clean it off so somebody else knew could write something the next day. And the very first thing I wrote down was, before I die, I want to change someone's life for the better. And, like, this seems real, like, I don't know, heart-wrenching, I guess. But I know my friend, I told my friend that, one of my friends that I grew up with, she was a friend since when I first moved here, and she was going through some tough times, and so she needed a place to stay, so she was living with me for a while, and I was speaking to her, like, a couple years later about, like, what I wrote down on the wall. And she was like, but you already did. And I was like, no, I didn't. And she's like, you changed my life. And then, like, we, like, cried together. That was it. Yeah. What else?
Can you tell me a little bit more about school? What it was like to go to school in Hudson?
So, when I first moved here, because I was down in Georgia for quite some time, I kind of gained an accent. And when I came up here, nobody really made fun of me for it, but everybody always pointed it out. Like, you sound so Southern. Like, even my fourth grade teacher pointed it out. And I used to try to, like, switch it up I mean, now I don't really so much have an accent. Like some of my friends that are from like New York City and whatnot, they tell me I do have an accent. But I mean, I don't hear it. I don't think so, at least. And so it's not that, like, it didn't really bother me, not much, but it kind of bothered me. Because I was, like, it was a difference, you know? Lots of times when you're kids, you try to fit in with everybody. And with kids, you know, if there's something, at least one thing that's different about somebody, they will point it out. And so that's what was different about me, that I was like super Southern to everybody. But it wasn't that bad. I still made a bunch of friends. I was always shy growing up though, so it was kind of hard to make friends at first, because I wasn't really the type of person that was gonna just speak to people. Because I just was real to myself. Super introverted. I mean, I'm not so much as introverted. I like to try to make people smile, so I'll like get really loud and hey. But pretty much growing up in Hudson, going to school, I liked it because like I made a lot of friends. So I was once I did break out of my shell, I was very like social with everybody. I don't think I ever had like any issues with anybody, really. No, I didn't. And I like to be the person growing up where I wanted people to like have friends. I was the type of person that was like, well, this person doesn't have a friend. I want to be nice and I want to be their one friend. But that's because of how my mother raised me. Like, you know, everybody deserves to have like friends and have a chance to be themselves and whatnot. So I used to try to do that with people. Growing up, let me think. Middle school wasn't bad. It was like regular old middle school. Got a lot of friends, like, you have your little cliques, I guess you can say. And like, I mean, I was a part of a clique, I guess you can say, quote unquote. That was more so, we were popular, but like we were the mean girls almost. I wasn't one of the mean girls, but I mean, some of my friends were some of the mean girls. And I mean, I didn't really want to be considered a mean girl, so I tried to avoid at all costs being the mean girl. Because I knew growing up how it felt to be bullied. So I didn't like that feeling, so I didn't want to do it to anybody else. And pretty much when I really realized that like I really needed to venture out was probably around 7th grade, I believe. Because that's when I was placed in like the accelerated classes, so like accelerated math and whatnot. And there were a bunch of different kind of people than like my mean girlfriends. People consider me, I guess you can say, a nerd because I was in a lot of accelerated classes, but I didn't really care because like I never saw a problem with being smart. My mother used to always say that to me. Like, what's the problem with being smart? Like, people make it a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. And I tell the kids that I work with today that all the time. But pretty much, what was it? When I was in the accelerated classes, I was like, okay, well, since I'm in the same classes with all these same people, I guess I gotta make some new friends with these same people. And so I went ahead and I'm like, okay, this is a little different, but I mean, sure, I'll make friends. And then that's when I was like, you know what? They're actually really cool, down-to-earth people. And so that's when like 8th grade hit and I would like always see those same people all the time because we were all in the same classes again. And my friends that like was my main group of friends, they were like, well, why are you like talking to them? And I'm like, well, I gotta be in classes with them all day, so I might as well make some friends while I'm in there. Because growing up, I was a really talkative person. I'm pretty talkative. My mom would always get calls home about that because I was so talkative. It was on every report card. Oh, Nakira, she did so well, but she was talking a lot. And I would just tell my mom, like, I'm just being really social. Like, I just got a lot of friends. Even if they moved me, I still got a bunch of friends. But then, like, I was like, okay, I like venturing out. High school came around, I ventured out a little bit more. That's when I was like, you know what, let's make friends. Because that's when you really, like, although you switched classes in 7th and 8th grade, like, it wasn't, like, anything major. But high school, you know, that's when you really made your schedule and, like, you could try to get classes with your friends, but you wouldn't always necessarily get those classes. And so that's when I began to meet a bunch of different people from a bunch of different grades, because it wasn't just my grade. Like, I had people in 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade, and a bunch of different classes with me. So I'm like, you know what? We're gonna be social with everybody. I was always known as like one of those social butterflies. Some of my friends hate it today, because like whenever we go anywhere, it's like I gotta stop and talk to everybody. And they're like, okay, you can't just go one spot without speaking to everybody. I'm like, well, I just like speaking to people. I don't know. But so that wasn't that bad. What was it? High school wasn't that bad. I didn't really have any like crazy issues. I was still one of those kids that like followed the rules a lot, because my mom, she didn't play when it came to like following rules. So I always followed the rules. And some of my friends would like try to tell me to break the rules. I wasn't breaking the rules though, because I didn't want to get in trouble. That was a big thing with me. I hated getting in trouble for anything. Teachers were good in high school. Middle school, I had like an issue with like one teacher. That was the only time I ever had an issue as far as school went. And like my mother, she really pointed it out, because she was like, well, this doesn't make any sense. She was talking to a teacher at parent-teacher conferences. And she was like, this doesn't make any sense. My daughter, she's always been a straight-A student all the way through school until now, and now there's a problem. This doesn't make any sense. And the teacher was trying to tell my mom that I never did any work, but I had all the work proved that I did it. And I feel like she tried to make me fail, but I ended up still passing, so I don't know what the issue was. But I was like, whatever. High school, teachers were a lot better in high school. The only reason why it was hard, though, because I'm like, it wasn't really hard. It was kind of difficult thinking back to when I was living in Georgia, because pretty much all the teachers looked like me. So, like, they were all African-American. They had African-American principals, all that. In high school, there weren't really any, like, African-American teachers, which was why I wanted to go into teaching, because I'm like, you know what? Really, growing up, I didn't have many African-American teachers. So I want to be, like, that one teacher, like. And that's when I was like, I want to work in a school like the school I grew up in, like the schools that I went to, because I said I feel like it'll make a big difference in some of these children's lives if they see someone that they can relate to, someone that looks like them. Because in middle school, I had one teacher. that was African American. She was like the best teacher I had ever had. Well, like one of the best. I'm not gonna say the best, but she was great, and she always like I was always able to speak to her just on like a friendship level even. And like till this day, I still keep in contact with her. She always asks me how everything's going, how's school, and oh, how is teaching going? I'm not doing it, but I mean, so she was like very, like she changed my life a lot. And I was like, you know what? I think that's because she looked like me, because we could relate on a different level. High school, I had one teacher that I felt like I could relate to, but that's because she would speak to us like she was our friend. Like a lot of the other teachers would speak to us like, oh, well, you have to do this, like almost like a dictator. But she was always like, no, like come talk to me. And like sometimes we would have days in class where we would just chill out, listen to music. And at first, this was when she like first started teaching, was my 11th grade year. And I had her as a health teacher, and I'm like, she seemed rude at the very beginning on the very first day of school. I was like, I don't know how I'm gonna get along with her. And then one day she's like, okay, we're just gonna have a chill Friday. And I'm like, okay. And so she just put on music that like we listened to, and I'm like, wait a second, you're kind of cool, hold up. We might get along. And then she was like, she started doing some of the dances we were doing. I was like, wait, hold up. No, you're real cool. We could be friends after school. And till this day, I keep in contact with her too. I always ask her about how her daughter's doing. She always asks me about how school's going too. It's only a few teachers that like really stood out like that. And few other staff members in the school too, not just teachers. Like my old guidance counselor, he was tremendous, phenomenal. Like he wanted everyone to succeed all the time. Not saying that nobody else like wanted us to succeed. But he was the type of guidance counselor that he's like, okay, well, let's see where you are with your grades. And, like, he kept through the whole high school, my whole high school time. He's like, okay, well, let's see what you could do to improve. And if I had any issues, I could go speak to him. And he's like, okay, well, what do you want to do as far as college? And he was helping me do things college-related, like figuring out where I wanted to go to college, what I wanted to take up. And I was really undecided, like, right out of college. And he was like, no, that's fine. That's completely fine. I thought it wasn't fine because I was like, a bunch of my friends, they know what they want to do. But I'm sitting here like, what to do? He was like, no, that's great. That's actually, he was like, I feel like that's a lot better to be undecided. He was like, because then you can experiment with different things. You can test out a bunch of different aspects that you're considering. And then he pretty much helped me fill out like different scholarships and all that. And he helped me just go through the whole college like application process and fill out all my FAFSA, and he just helped me do all that. And I was like, you know what? Like, they need to keep you in this school. They need to keep you around forever. Because he was great. And yeah. And then college came around. I went to Columbia Green because I was like, since I'm so undecided, let's not spend thousands and thousands of dollars on school since I don't know what I want to do. I was like, eh. I'm going to be taking the same, pretty much, same GEs as everyone else. So let's just do that. And then I could try to figure out what I like. And Columbia Green gets a really bad rep. People consider it like 13th grade. They're like, oh, it's pretty much 13th grade. You see everybody that you went to school with, and it's not that strenuous. That was the best decision I made, I feel, right out of high school, though, because I didn't know what I wanted to do. And I'm like, oh, like one of my friends, she went out of state to college. I think it was to Quinnipiac she went to. And I'm like, well, she didn't know what she wanted to do either, but she wanted to go to Quinnipiac. And I was like, you're crazy. She said, well, I'm not going to Columbia Green because that's 13th grade. And I was like, you're paying out-of-state tuition, though, to take pretty much the same classes I'm going to take, like, at the very beginning. She's like, but I mean, it's a better school. And I'm like, okay, sounds great. I said, well, while you're spending about 30 to 40 grand, I'll be spending my 5 grand. Sounds a lot better to me. And so that was a great decision. And then from there, because I figured out, I was like, oh, maybe I like criminal justice. I tended to like psychology when I took psychology in high school. Sociology was great too. I was like, I like those. So let me see if I can test out the psychology, sociology field, one of those fields, or criminal justice. I was like, I don't really know what I want to do, just something. And so while I was doing that, like I graduated June of 2013 from high school. My very first semester at Columbia Green, I took this career planning course just to figure out what I like to do, what I could do, because they gave you this test that's like this national thing where it's like 300 questions. It's like multiple choice, between multiple choice and some short responses. And then you send it back to this organization or company or whatever, and they pretty much give you a layout of careers that like would be best fit for you based on the answers that you made or that you gave. So like pretty much mine said something where either human services field, because I like to help people and work with people all the time. They were like, oh, or nursing or teaching. And I was like, I did think about teaching, so let's try that. And by the time I was done with Columbia Green, I graduated from there in December 2014, which was really quick, like right out of high school. Like within the next year, that was pretty cool. And then I transferred to SUNY Cortland, where it was so crazy because I applied and I was like, okay, like, great. I didn't get to take the spring semester, so I had to wait until the fall, so I had a whole semester off. And so I was just working through all that time. And when the fall came around, well, over the summer, they contacted me like, okay, you never said what you wanted to do, like what major. And I was like, oh my goodness, I didn't think that far. I was like, I just thought, let's just go here. Because my options, like I was torn between UAlbany and SUNY Cortland. And then I was like, you know what? I feel like I'm gonna be super dependent still if I stay at UAlbany. I said, I'm always gonna be home. I said, there's too many colleges around, so I'm going to be super distracted. I said, let's go to this school that's, like, really in the middle of nowhere. And I was like, yeah, I don't even know where Cortland is on the map, but we'll go there. My mom wasn't happy when we went to go visit and when she had to take me because it's 3 hours away, so that it was a 3-hour ride for me, but it was pretty much 6 hours for her because she had to drive back. So I decided to go there, and I'm like, you know what? Let's try teaching. So I just told them, I'll do teaching. I like working with kids. I've been working with kids, and I feel like I do a decent job at it. I think so, at least. And they were like, okay, great. So which part of teaching? And I was like, I don't know, the education field. They were like, so like, what kind of kids do you want to teach? Like, special education? Do you want to teach early childhood education, childhood education, adolescent ed? I was like, whoa, there's a lot of different options. I was like, well, adolescents, I know those are the older kids. I don't really want to teach the older ones. I was like, elementary grade, that works. And they were like, okay, so do you want to do early childhood or childhood? I was like, well, I don't really know the difference. They were like, well, early childhood is birth through second grade, and then childhood is third through sixth. I was like, I'll do childhood. And I was like, I don't, like, the little children, they're super cute. They're adorable. But I just don't have a passion for working with the little kids. I've always worked with little kids, but I feel like I can get through to some of the older kids a little bit better. And I said you could actually have, like, meaningful conversations with, like, the older ones. Not, like, super old, but, yeah. And so I was like, okay, let's go for that. And then I went to SUNY Cortland, and that was very different for me. Because I was like, oh, there's another culture shock. Because, like, some of my friends told me, like, they had friends that went to SUNY Cortland, and they were saying, like, there's a lot of Caucasian people. And I was like, wow, okay. But I didn't think it was as much as there was when I got there. And I'm like, wow, this is a lot. And, like, I looked, like, a couple friends and I, when I was at SUNY Cortland, we looked at the makeup of the, like, undergrad population, and, like, we were like, wow, like, Caucasian people make up about, I think it was like 70%. I was like, geez Louise. So I don't even know where to go with this information. And I was like, okay, well, I can do it. I said, I went to school with, like, a lot of different kinds of people, so I knew about a bunch of different kinds. I'm like, no biggie. And then somebody else told me, another thing was, like, I heard that SUNY Cortland was a big party school, so I was like, let's go party a little bit. Let's go have a little fun. But so when I got there, there's a lot of people there. Like, I swear it's like at least 80% of the population there is from Long Island. Don't ask me why Long Island. It's just a lot of Long Islanders. And I met a lot of friends there. It was so different, though, because, like, I was like, okay, like, I still see some different people. And then, like, I went into my program, Early Childhood, Childhood, because when I got there that semester, they had just switched it where if you wanted to do childhood, you had to do early childhood as well, so you could be certified from birth through sixth grade. It wasn't really, like, what I wanted to do, but, I mean, I had to do it, so it's okay. And in my program, Early Childhood, Childhood program, there's a lot. There was a lot of, like, Caucasian people. And I'm like, I mean, I'm the type of person that could get along with anybody, though, just about anybody. So I was like, oh, that's no biggie, like, it is what it is. And so, like, I made a lot of friends in my program, which was pretty cool. And I got to experience, like, because I knew about different people, like, growing up in Hudson already, like, different kinds of people. But, like, pretty much you got a bunch of people from that was always in the same area, though. When I went to SUNY Cortland, it was like, okay, you got a bunch of people in Cortland together, but they're from all over the place. Like, I had some friends, a bunch of friends from Long Island. I had some friends from New York City, from Brooklyn, from the Bronx. Like, I had friends from Pennsylvania. They were just from all over. So I was like, you really got to see how different people did different things and how they lived their lives. And you got to learn about different places through what they were telling you, which is pretty much like this right now. And I felt like, although I love Hudson, especially like being born and like raised here for a while, like I liked that I did get out of Hudson to go to school somewhere different, because I was able to, what's the word I'm looking for? It pretty much opened my eyes to like different kinds of people and like new walks of life and whatnot. I was like, oh, this is cool. And my dad was like, oh, so do you wanna like stay in Hudson for the rest of your life? And I'm like, no, I love Hudson, don't get me wrong, but I wanna like go experience other places too. I was always telling him though, growing up, if I was to ever hit the lottery, I swear I would do so much for Hudson, because like Hudson pretty much like raised me. Like, I have a lot of connections through Hudson. Met a lot of different people from living in Hudson. And I said I would do things, mainly I would come up with different programs for the kids, because I said, besides like Promise Neighborhood where I work, which is only like an after school thing and like after summer camp thing, there's not much to do for the kids, because there's also the youth center, but they could only do so much there. So I would do so much more, because like really there's like no place for them to go here. That's the issue with me, like, because like lots of kids, even there used to be the Skate Factory in Ghent, but the guy retired, so like they shut it down. And now it's like a gun and ammo shop or whatever. And when I was growing up, my cousins and I, we used to go to the Skate Factory a lot. And like, we met a bunch of different people from the different like cities in the area, like cities and villages and whatnot. And that was pretty cool. And I said that was fun when I was growing up. But like, besides that, like, even we didn't really have much of anything. I said I would put some things in Hudson for the kids if I had the money. Because I said, like, we used to have a skating rink. We don't have that anymore. So I said the children here, they have to travel like all over the place just to do fun things. Like, the nearest bowling alley is in Catskill. It's not that far, but like, you still gotta travel to go there. I said, like, I'm not saying build an amusement park, but like, the nearest amusement park is like Great Escape, which is like an hour and a half-ish away. And like, the nearest mall is the Kingston Mall, but like, it's not, they don't really have much of anything anymore. So you would have to kind of either go to the Poughkeepsie Galleria or to Cross Gates way up in Albany. So you still gotta travel to go do a bunch of things. It's just not much to do. Like I said, if I had the means to do it, I would definitely, definitely by far, like, just make a fun spot for kids to go. Because I said, like, I feel like lots of people would like to stay more so. Because I know a bunch of people that talk about they want to leave Hudson. And like, I feel like it's just because there's not much to do in Hudson, like, for them and their families. So it's like, why stay if you can go somewhere else where it has everything. So I feel like if we'd had more things, you know, it would get people to stay. It's like nothing to do here. I would even do something like an actual like nightclub even for like the adults, because the only thing here is bars. It's like, okay. There's no dancing, there's no anything. Like, people like to do that stuff. It's pretty cool though, because like the new movie theater, Cosmic Cinemas, is going to be opening probably at the end of July. And they're going to have like, it's going to be a movie theater where they serve food as well, and like you can buy like drinks, like alcoholic beverages, so that's pretty cool. I mean, it's gonna be smaller than the old like Cinema 3, but I mean, it's doable. Yeah, that's all I would do, I guess.